It's been exciting. Being able to sign for a club like Bayern Munich, you know, it's exciting stuff. Dreamed about this as a kid.
When did all this start for you? When did you start having your advisors and the organization start talking?
I think a couple weeks before, a couple days before the things happened, they told me about it, and I was excited. Obviously, being scouted by a top club like that, you get exciting. So,
you knew you had a lot of clubs watching you, but was it surprised when Bayern Munich was so serious about wanting you there?
Yeah, it was a little bit surprised. A lot of clubs show interest, but they came through. They really wanted me, and they really put in the effort to get me.
You said you really like the plan that they have for you. Can you give us a little bit more insight into what that plan is?
Yeah, they showed me their plan for me on the field. Showed me how they would put me in the team, or at least try to put me in the team if I perform or not.
Obviously, this is a fantastic moment for you as an individual. What does this mean to the family?
It means a lot. Like you've seen on the documents, my family went through a lot, coming to Canada. I'm just really, really happy I can do this for them, and they're proud of me.
What was the moment like when you told your mom?
I think she was in a bit of a shock, but I think overall she was really happy. She was proud of me. I talked to her yesterday, and she almost burst out in tears. She couldn't believe it. She was really excited.
When you told her that you wanted to come out here, she was a little bit skeptical about you going so far away. She really wanted you to finish high school, all that kind of stuff. What was the talk with her like this time around?
I think it was the same. Moving overseas is, no mother wants to see their kids go so far away from them. But, coming here really opened her eyes that I can take care of myself, and I'm ready to take that next step.
How happy were you to hear that the Whitecaps are going to be able to have you keep playing here, and that your new club in Europe wants you to keep playing the rest of the season here in MLS?
Yeah, I'm really happy. Whitecaps is a great club, and I'm really excited to finish my time here with them.
What was it like to finally get exposed to the actual team when you're out there in Philadelphia, actually meeting some of the guys, talking to the coaches? What was that experience like?
It was good. Those are the guys, as a kid, I was looking up to, watching them on TV, playing with them in FIFA, getting able to meet them and being able to play on the team is just exciting.
Who did you talk to, and what did they give you any advice or say anything?
Yeah, I talked to Javi Martinez. That's the only player I met. So he just said, welcome, hope to see you soon, and can't wait to hang out with you, I guess.
You talked about some excitement, but are there some nerves of making that big of a, not just a soccer jump, but a life jump?
Yeah, a little bit nervous, but life comes with challenges, and I'm ready to take on this one.
How is your German?
It's not good. I don't think I know any.
What's the reaction been like from some of your teammates? Has there been some good-natured ribbing once you got back to Vancouver?
Yes, they're really excited for me. Coming in, as the youngest player on this team, from day one, they welcome me with open arms, and now that I'm leaving, they still, welcome me with open arms and tell me to go live my dream.
Father, you talked about playing these guys in FIFA and going to get to meet them. Could you ever have imagined yourself, now you're going to get to play with yourself as a member of Bayern Munich?
Yeah, it's exciting. As a kid, I don't know what to say, to be honest. Playing FIFA with all these guys, and then now I'm about to be playing with myself, it's just... puts a big smile on my face.
There's been a lot of talk in this market about the pressures that come with playing, and a lot of people have not heard a lot from you. There's going to be a lot of attention put on you when you go over there. Is that the pressure that you look forward to seeing and meeting head on as you turn pro, just at a higher level?
I don't really think of it like pressure. I just think of it me just going on the field playing. Yes, Bayern Munich is a top club. They're expecting to win every single game, but sometimes you lose some, you win some, but I'm just willing to go over there and show what I have.
Still lots of soccer to be played here with this club as you try to get back above the playoff bar. How important will this next couple of weeks be to help get this team back on track as you make your push towards the playoffs?
It's going to be really, really exciting. We haven't won an MLS Cup, and I'm hoping we can do it before I depart. It comes with hard work. There's great teams in this league, and we're really looking forward to hopefully make it to playoffs.
The club said that you were quite involved in the negotiations. Is that the way you wanted it to be? Like, did you want to make sure that you kind of made all the decisions for your future?
Yeah, I mean, it's my soccer career, so I need to know what was going on the other side. So yeah, I was involved. They told me what was going on. Sat down in meetings, but yeah, I just took it in and decided that was the club for me.
Was it eye-opening to see everything that was involved in making this deal happen?
Yeah, it was a lot of sit down talking. It's kind of boring at time, but not everything is it's fun or exciting. So yeah.
Who are some of the people inside this organization through this process that you've leaned on for advice? There've been teammates or coaches, anybody in particular that you've really gone to and just asked for some friendly advice at this time?
Yeah, like you said, teammates, coaches, I think friends and family as well. But yeah, like you saw Kai waving his eye on the day, he talked to me throughout my time here, and he's just a good role model. And also Pamaduka, now he's departed, so sad to see, but he was one of the big mentors as well.
You tired about talking about this year?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get back to some football?
I am ready to get back to football.
Do you have any football goals before you leave the club?
Score my first hat trick.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you going to finish high school before you head over?
I'm going to try. But 6 months, I got a lot of assignments to do. Yeah. Hopefully I can just squeeze them in the 6 months, but hopefully, yes.
Do you think it'll be bittersweet at all to... You know you have a few more months here, but to kind of play out the season here before leaving this club that you kind of turned you into the player that you are?
Yes, it's very, it's sad and exciting at the same time. When I was 15, played my first MLS game, and now going overseas, just as you look back, Vancouver has really, I think, molded me into the player I've become now. And going forward, a club like Bayern Munich will make me even better.
What do you think this says for soccer in Canada?
It says a lot. Like going forward, like the equipment guys were telling me, there's another Canadian player for Bayern Munich. I forget his name.
Owen Hargreaves.
Him. Yeah. So, and I'm happy to be the second. And sometimes people underestimate the Canadian talents.
Alfonso, you have an opportunity to play in front of the home fans on Saturday. Just with everything you've been going through, are you looking forward to now just playing soccer in front of the fans?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Vancouver fans are amazing. The city is amazing. And, being able to get this news out and also be able to play right in front of my fans the next match is very exciting.
And your adventures continue with the All-Star game coming up on the Wednesday. Just are you looking forward to that match, and any player in particular looking forward to meeting?
I mean, Ronaldo just moved to Juventus, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. But if he doesn't come, then I just go out there and have fun.